Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women, hosted by Marvelous Mthanga Nyahuye in Washington. Today we are speaking to Rumbidzai Dube, a legal researcher in the Research and Advocacy Unit in Zimbabwe. Rumbidzai Dube is also one of the fellows that were on the Mandela Young Leaders Fellowship that just ended in Washington. Rumbidzai will be extending her stay in Washington for another 8 weeks. We caught up with Rumbidzai to find out what exactly she will be doing in the forthcoming 8 weeks. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Rumbidzai.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Rumbidzai, some of your fellows on the Mandela Young African Leaders Fellows just left for Zimbabwe, but you are remaining in the U.S. What are you going to be doing in the U.S.?
I am actually going to be working with the Department of State in Ohio, attached to their Criminal Services and Criminal Justice Department, specifically working on the issue of human trafficking.
How do you think your time there with the State Department in Ohio will benefit you when you return to Zimbabwe?
One of the things that I feel has been given very little attention in Zimbabwe, one of the human rights issues that I feel is critical but has been given very little attention in terms of research, in terms of advocacy, in terms of services, is the issue of human trafficking. Very few people understand what human trafficking is. They also do not understand its consequences, its causes, its impact, and even the prevalence in the Zimbabwean context. What I am going to use the practice that I will get from my attachment is to go back home and use every piece of information that I would have gathered through the Criminal Services Department to apply it in redressing the issue of human trafficking. So what I'm going to be doing is working with the department. They just got a new law in that state to address trafficking. So it will be working with the department to understand how best to implement the law, to understand the critical stakeholders in implementing the law, to understand the best way of giving legal assistance, social services to the victims, in giving them rehabilitation in back into the community. So I feel this is going to be really important for me and for my country.
Looking at the case of Zimbabwe, can you define human trafficking in the Zimbabwean sense?
Human trafficking is the exploitation of human beings for profit. It takes many forms, including forced sexual exploitation, where girls and boys are taken and used, forced to have sex. They do not get anything out of it. They are more like sexual slaves that are used by their owners. And we also have another form of trafficking that includes forced labor, where people are taken to different places with promises of employment. But once they get there, they work under very harsh conditions. They're paid very little or nothing at all, and they have no means of going back. You also have trafficking for purposes of forced marriage, where young girls are taken and are forced into marriage with men that they do not know and without their consent. You also have another form of trafficking, which includes domestic servitude. And this involves people being taken from their places of comfort where they feel safe with promises of job, and then they're taken by individuals kept in their houses, forced to perform domestic chores with very little to get out of it. But and then the last form of trafficking is organ trafficking, where these people who are involved in trafficking take individuals, rip them open, take their hearts, their kidneys, their internal organs that are very important. And for, you know how expensive it is for someone to get a heart transplant or a kidney transplant. So they take these organs and then they sell them. In Zimbabwe, we usually like to assign such events to rituals, right? Like we say, Ndezveku kunanga. People want to use these organs to create concoctions, to make money or to do other things. But we have never really quite established to what extent is this happening? How many people who have disappeared or who have been found dead or who have been found cut open were actually victims of this form of trafficking. How often is it occurring? What can be done to address this? How do we raise awareness around these issues? And what are the police doing to address this issue and to raise awareness in communities about the occurrence of these things?
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Rumbidzai Dube, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Rumbidzai Dube, a legal researcher for the Research and Advocacy Unit in Zimbabwe.